This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We go 2 hours each weekend from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. So even if you missed the first hour, you can always go back to our podcast, which we usually post on Monday morning, and catch the entire program. And of course, other great podcasts there at drhoffman.com, interviews with important guests, and solo episodes in which I talk about some of the most important issues in health and medicine. It's all there at drhoffman.com. We invite your phone calls. You can come directly into the doctor's office this hour. The waiting line is not long. 877-726-TALK is our number. 877-726-8255. And we got lots to talk about this hour. We'll start with the blowback to the edict of last month by the American Heart Association. They doubled down on their recommendation that people avoid saturated fat and instead substitute liquid vegetable oils. And this produced an enormous blowback from numerous luminaries in the field of nutrition. Nina Teicholz and Gary Taubes and everybody piled on, pushing back against the unscientific conclusions of America's main organization dedicated to the eradication of heart disease. You would think that they would pay more attention to the objective science, which is now exonerating saturated fats, including studies that suggest that high-fat dairy not associated with heart disease, studies suggesting that consumption of animal protein rich in saturated fat not associated with cardiovascular risk. Nonetheless, just like, conservative bodies in the Middle Ages and during the Renaissance, in the face of new scientific evidence that the earth was round, double down on their assertion that, no, the earth is flat and that the planets revolve around the earth, punishing heretics, burning them at the stake and imprisoning them because of the audacity to challenge the orthodoxy. The American Heart Association, nonetheless, has kept chiming in with its recommendations that people not use saturated fats. So this week I checked back to the website of the American Heart Association to see if they'd altered their recommendations. And I came up with this. First of all, it says updated February 13, 2015. So here it is 2.5 years later. People would complain if my website was not updated for 2.5 years. It's updated virtually daily. You know, I try to keep up with the latest in recommendations. And oh, by the way, I don't have a huge staff, and hundreds of millions of dollars like the American Heart Association. So I'm a little surprised that they have a stale website, which continues to say, use olive, canola, corn, or safflower oil as your main kitchen fats. Well, I have no problem with olive oil. I'm a big fan of olive oil, but canola, corn, and safflower oil? It says, what makes some fats so bad? All fats are high in calories. Well, yes, so are carbohydrates, and carbohydrates affect insulin, and fats have little effect on insulin. But they say, well, this isn't the only problem with fats. Many fats we eat contain saturated fat and trans fat. Saturated fat and trans fat. Notice the equation between saturated fat and trans fat. Well, trans fat, we know, is a killer. But is saturated fat equivalent to trans fat? They say these are bad because they raise the bad LDL in your blood and can lead to atherosclerosis. Well, that actually, from the standpoint of saturated fat, is not conclusively proven in humans. Yeah, there's some rabbit studies, but, you know, rabbits don't eat lard and bacon. They're vegetarians, so you can induce atherosclerotic lesions in a mouse or a rat by feeding them lard. They say that saturated fat is usually found in meat and dairy foods, that, for example, butter, whole and 2% milk, and dairy products such as cheese and yogurt, so shouldn't have those. So they say, how to use the good oils? Well, you can use olive, canola, corn, or safflower oil, just like any other cooking oil, to make your own salad dressing. Yeah, great. Try corn oil in your salad dressing. Great idea. And they say, which is better, butter or margarine? Well, they're not sure. Both butter and hard margarine have drawbacks. They both contain a lot of fat and calories. They also contain some of the worst types of fat, both saturated fat and trans fat. Yeah, well, butter has trans fat, but it's the good kind. It's conjugated linoleic acid, which actually may have good metabolic effects. So poor science there. Butter has a high amount of saturated fat. And this bad fat can raise your blood cholesterol and contribute to atherosclerosis. Well, no. So I submit to you another article, which, look, apologies to American Heart Association. It did come out after you updated your website in February of 2015. So I'm sorry. You didn't have time to catch up to the study, but I did. High fat diet, this is the title of the study. Maternal intake of high omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acid diet during pregnancy causes transgenerational increase in mammary cancer risk in mice. Translation, omega-6 fats given to pregnant mice increase the risk of breast cancer, not just in the offspring, but for three generations. Wow, that's a profound study. Feeding pregnant female mice a diet high in fat derived from corn oil resulted in genetic changes that substantially increased breast cancer susceptibility in not one, not two, but three generations of female offspring. Wow. Yes, it is the American Heart Association. And I know that if you're concerned about heart disease, you don't have time to be concerned about something as trivial as cancer, breast cancer. And, so your mission, stick to your mission. It's heart disease. And yeah, we're concerned about heart disease. So have corn oil and let the American Cancer Society worry about the risk of the cancer that you'll get when you consume the corn oil that's supposed to be so heart healthy, right? This is absurd. They did a genetic screening test, very sophisticated genetic analysis, and it revealed a number of genetic changes in the daughters of the mice that consumed all this corn oil, and even in the great-granddaughters of the mice that were fed this high corn oil diet, including several genes linked in women to increased breast cancer risk, increased resistance to cancer treatment, poor cancer prognosis, and impaired anti-cancer immunity. And oh, by the way, you may say, well, that's ridiculous. They probably fed these mice an enormous amount of corn oil that no human would ever consider taking. No. The amount of fat fed to the experimental mice matched what a human might eat daily, according to the researchers. So, in our efforts to curb heart disease, in our misguided efforts to curb heart disease, We may be inducing higher risk of cancer by force feeding people omega-6 fatty acids, which are found predominantly in corn oil, safflower oil, and other polyunsaturated liquid oils, which they endorse on the homepage of the American Heart Association. So, you know, no wonder people are challenging authority in all aspects of American life, and particularly when it comes to the government's recommendations about how to stay healthy, whether it be diet, whether it be vaccination. More and more people are saying the motto, trust me, I'm from the government, doesn't make sense anymore. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number for phone calls and reactions. Let's hear from you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're taking calls. 877-726-TALK is our number. And, you know, the saying, a broken clock is right at least twice a day. Well, the American Heart Association does get it right about one thing, which is that olive oil is beneficial. Unfortunately, they lump olive oil together with such oils as corn oil and refined canola oil and safflower oil. And they say, have plenty of these oils. Well, have plenty of olive oil. And I love extra virgin olive oil. The studies keep coming out about the benefits of extra virgin olive oil, which, after all, is not a omega-6 fat. It's a it's actually a monounsaturated fat. It's a MUFA, a monounsaturated fatty acid. And I love its flavor. I love its nutritional benefits. But the key to extra virgin olive oil is the freshness. It is a perishable food. It's like buying produce or, you know, fruit, vegetables. And I don't normally buy olive oil in stores, so where do I get it? My favorite olive oil, it comes to us from myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, that's a true statement. It is my favorite olive oil. It's crafted by artisans and sent to me direct from the latest harvest when its flavor and nutritional bounty are at their peak. And that's thanks to my friends at the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club, a club that was founded by T.J. Robinson also known as the Olive Oil Hunter. You've heard him here on Intelligent Medicine. We've done podcasts with him. And he's a guy dedicated to tracking down the freshest, most flavorful, most nutrient-rich sources of olive oil across the world. He travels to Italy and Spain and Chile, places that even Argentina, places that excel in olive oil production. And now you can try a bottle of his finest harvest fresh olive oil, which is normally $39 a bottle, for just a buck. No obligation to buy anything else. We've set up this $1 per bottle sample offer for you. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com, myfavoriteoliveoil.com, for the $39 bottle of olive oil for a buck, myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Okay, this item has to do with, I think, an important public health issue, which is the marijuana debate. Now, there's no question that there are some real benefits to medical marijuana used in the proper context. Not something smoking pot, because smoking pot has a lot of disadvantages. It's bad for your lungs. It can cause disorientation. If you start smoking pot at too young an age, it can interfere with your brain development. It can actually bring out the potential for psychosis, and it can create an amotivational syndrome, which means, you know, you like a Cheech and Chong movie. You just want to sit there in a stone state and not be productive. But there's some additional consequences to marijuana use, and this is highly debated because drunk driving, pretty well established. We've got a whole system for weeding out drunk drivers. And this has changed enormously since I was a kid. You know, a lot of us used to drink and drive, and, you know, unless we weaved perilously off the road, they weren't going to stop us. And so a lot of accidents happened, a lot of fatalities. And with pot, there's no comparable breathalyzer test. And actually, some studies have suggested that in states where they've legalized marijuana, there's a higher rate of automobile accidents due to marijuana intoxication. So an important step has been taken towards a reliable marijuana breathalyzer. They've actually characterized something called Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, otherwise known as THC. And I predict that within a couple of years, they're going to have marijuana breathalyzers. And this is going to be a boon to law enforcement agencies, because if somebody's weaving across the road and they want to, apprehend them for driving while stoned, this is going to provide an objective metric for how much they've consumed. And it's a welcome addition to our law enforcement armamentarium. I hope it comes soon. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but helps on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we're taking your phone calls. 877-726-TALK is our number for questions related to medicine and nutrition. And let's talk now to Dorothy in Hawthorne, New Jersey. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi.
My husband and I are 80, and we take about 25 supplements a day, no medications. Now, that has become rather expensive, and being on a fixed income, what we have started doing on some of the supplements, if it suggests three a day, we take two, or two a mm-hmm. day, we take mm-hmm. one. My question is, in the long run, is it a waste of our money if we're not taking this suggested amount, or is it at least, taking something better than taking nothing? I mean, we don't do it on things like ubiquinol or fish oil or...
Well, So let me say a couple things to that. You know, I looked it up while I was waiting to take your question during the break. And back in 2013, it's been a long time since I've revised this, but I'm pretty much taking the same supplements. I wrote an article called Supplements That I Take. And I counted the number of supplements that I take. And the number was 24 different supplements. Of which there's some that I take twice daily, like our multi. Many I take one twice daily. And so, you know, it's not inordinate to take that number of supplements. I actually, you know, think it's optimal to take a wide variety of supplements. But hey, figure this. This is my business. I am in the supplement business. I'm a supplement advocate, so of course I'm a supplement enthusiast. And oh, by the way, I have access wholesale to, you know, the top supplements, whatever I want to take for me and my family. And so someone who might be in a car dealership business might drive the finest car. Someone who is a tailor or, you know, clothing manufacturer might have the finest clothing. Everybody has a little bit of an advantage when it comes to access to something special. Lawyers, the best legal, doctors, perhaps the best medicine. So what you're doing is a little bit ad hoc. And I have two basic types of patients that I see in my practice. I have people who come to me and they're not taking anything. They have, you know, some kind of medical problem, some kind of health complaint, and I introduce them to supplements. And when I do, I rarely put them on 25 different supplements. I usually gently introduce them. And depending on how proactive people are and how serious their condition is, I may ramp up to a large number of supplements. Another type of patient that I see is a patient like you. You know, people who say, you know, gradually I've been listening to health programs like yours, and I hear about this and I hear about that, and gradually I've accumulated a lot of different supplements. They all sound plausible. They sound great. And then I look at the supplements that they're taking, and I look at them from several standpoints. One is redundancy. So, for example, you might be getting vitamin D from four or five different supplements. There's a little vitamin D in your multi. There's vitamin D that you take separately alone. There's a little vitamin D in an osteoporosis formula. And maybe, just maybe, it adds up to too much vitamin D, more than you need. So we may, you know, cut back along those lines. The other thing is I look for supplements that absolutely are worthless or even harmful. And sometimes there's a sea change in our attitude towards supplements. We discover that something we once thought worked doesn't work, or we may discover that there's a contraindication, that there's a reason someone shouldn't be taking it because of a health condition or medication that they're taking. So we eliminate those supplements. Then there are supplements that I say, look, you know, these might be helpful. It's optional. If you want to take this, it's not so bad, but I'm not that enthusiastic about this supplement. So if you want to save some money, don't take the supplement. And then there are the supplements that I say, great, these are exactly the supplements that you should be taking. But guess what? You're not taking the proper dose. You're taking a token amount of something that could be enormously beneficial if you took the right amount. And there I might actually escalate your dose. You know, say someone is taking, I don't know, 30 milligrams of CoQ10. Okay, well, it says CoQ10 on the bottle, but that's not really an adequate amount of CoQ10 to make a difference for the vast majority of people. So I might ramp it up to a more efficient delivery system like ubiquinol, 100 milligrams, that will provide bioavailable CoQ10 in a form that's adequate to deal with heart problems, to offset the effects of statins, for example, and to deal with precise health conditions. So, you know, that's why doing this as a hobby, as a do-it-yourself, people can be pretty proficient, and I usually find that people aren't making big mistakes when I come to see them, and they have big, they literally bring bags of supplements for me to look at. It's, I lay them out on my desk, and I sort them, you know, like, don't take this, okay to take this, yeah, I really like that. And that's the nature of some of the consultations that I do, along with our nutritionist, Layla Mutin, that we decide, you know, which supplements to prioritize and where we can economize. Cause frankly, I get it. You know, if you're spending, you know, like $400, $500, $600 on supplements every month and you're on a fixed budget, that's pretty heavy duty commitment unless you've got a health condition where literally these are life sustaining. Then, okay, maybe it merits that kind of extraordinary investment. Does that help you out? I mean, I don't give you
specific answers. It helps me out a great deal. Yes,
yeah.
It makes perfect sense, and I'm so appreciative of everything that you have told me, and of course we take no medications, and at 80 I think we're doing pretty well. So
well, you're a testimony to the efficacy of the supplements you take, because you know if they were bad, this field of medicine would long since have disappeared. It would be in disrepute. And, you know, because people know, you know, notwithstanding the criticism of supplementation by mainstream medicine, people like you know that these supplements are really enhancing their health and reducing their dependency on medications which have terrible side effects and ultimately, even from an economic standpoint, are bankrupting people and bankrupting our society, because look what's happening to our medical system with all our unnecessary expenditures for medicines and procedures, which ultimately could be supplanted with better self-care, including the use of supplements. So thanks very much for your call. And
oh, well, thank
stay well.
You. I appreciate it.
Stay
bye-bye.
Well. Stay well. Okay, let's remind people, you know, speaking of avoiding medication, yeah, there are lots of natural things we use for blood pressure. We like magnesium and coenzyme Q10, and one of our fine sponsors is Kyolic aged garlic extract. And let's not forget extra virgin olive oil. There's so many natural ways to keep blood pressure under control. But this is a non-supplement way to address high blood pressure. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. It's based on grip, and no, you don't have to have an iron grip to make it work, because it is a handheld device that's calibrated to your own personal grip strength. Even if you have weak hands or due to arthritis or aging, you can go through the programmed exercise that's required of you for just 12 minutes a day. And it's been found that, and studies have proven this, 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of regular use. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141, or tryzona.com. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you, on a trial basis, $50 off and free shipping. You can try the unit, for 3 months. And if you're not happy with it, you can return it. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Folks, it's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus. Check it out at tryzona.com. All right. Let's talk about strontium. All right. The concerns have arisen, and I've gotten several emails about this, and a couple of patients have asked me about this, is that there's some scuttlebutt about strontium being associated with higher risk for heart problems. And that is a shame, because we're poisoning the well for something that is extraordinarily effective for osteoporosis prevention and treatment. It's really been a mainstay of my treatment for osteoporosis, and it's worked, and we've not seen any heart problems whatsoever. But let me give you a review from the, this is from the European version of the FDA. They review drugs. It's called the EMA. I think it stands for European Medical Association, where they review drugs for safety, even years after they've been released. And by the way, strontium in Europe is a drug. It's strontium ranelate. It's not the same as in this country where we use strontium citrate and strontium carbonate. You're probably taking strontium citrate if you're taking strontium. So one issue is that strontium ranelate may be different from strontium citrate. I'm not sure why they use ranelaic acid to combine with strontium over there, except perhaps for purposes of obtaining a patent, because strontium carbonate and strontium citrate are available on the marketplace as over-the-counter supplements. But let's even assume that the observations about strontium ranelate are applicable to America's version of strontium, which is strontium citrate. First of all, they say that this medication has been used since 2004, and it's been studied in a wide variety of controlled trials. And what they found is that treatment with strontium reduced the risk of vertebral fracture in postmenopausal osteoporotic women and increased lumbar spinal bone mineral density. And it also has an effect on non-vertebral fracture, including hip fracture, in postmenopausal women. So it works. Okay, but does it cause heart disease? They say that concerns about strontium ranelate were raised in some RCTs, randomized controlled trials. But they say that when they look at post-marketing data, they tried to see, you know, are people getting more heart attacks overall, the users of strontium? It turns out not. They looked at 3.4 million patient years of strontium ranelate treatment between 2004 and 2012. That's 8 years. They did not report any cardiac safety issues. The average age of this group was 69 years. And many had high blood pressure, and many had high cholesterol, but there was no case that was considered related to strontium usage. There was no risk of heart attack in postmenopausal osteoporotic women who were taking strontium. And so what they conclude is that in an abundance of caution, if you've had a heart attack or a stroke perhaps, or if you have peripheral artery disease, PAD, your doctor may, in an abundance of caution, and I'm doing this, I'm saying, okay, maybe you've already had a heart attack, maybe you're at high risk, maybe strontium's not for you. We have other things to use for osteoporosis. But if you're a normal osteoporotic patient without an extraordinarily high risk of heart disease, the studies from Europe show no increased incidence of heart attack in patients using strontium. So let's put that concern aside, and I wanted to address it because some people are put off by, you know, rumors that strontium may be something associated with cardiovascular risk. Well, according to the European analysis of safety, it is not. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1. With no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck
with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I'm really pleased to see we got a lot of callers today. If you can't get into today's program, you can also email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use it as subject for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer listener questions. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Also, you can go to our website at drhoffman.com on a PC or Mac, and if you click on the right side of the home page, there's a rectangle, and it'll prompt you to record a question, and some of those questions we'll use on a future broadcast. But we got a live caller. We got Patty from New Jersey. How you doing, Patty?
Good. I've always been a 120-80 kind of woman when it came to my blood pressure.
Yeah.
But in the last year, it's gone to like 140 over 90.
Yeah, that's a little borderline.
Excuse me?
That's a little borderline, yeah.
Yeah, and my doctors put me on a calcium channel blocker.
Yeah.
And I would really prefer either to go natural, mm-hmm. or wonder whether my my low thyroid condition may be causing it.
Well, your low thyroid condition, sometimes that can predispose to weight gain. And, you know, if you're subject to weight gain, of course, that can raise your blood pressure. If you mind sharing, what's your height and weight?
About 5'1", 125 pounds.
So, you know, 5'1", you could be a little more petite. You could carry a little less weight. You know, perhaps even, you know, when you lose just 5% of your body weight, which is, let's do the math there, you know, 125, we're talking about, you know, 6-7 pounds. That could result in a reduction of your blood pressure to the point where you don't need medication, you know. So, exercise, low carb diet could help you. When it comes to supplements, you know, we've mentioned a few. Of course, there's the Zona Plus, which you should investigate. That is certainly one of the ways that you can optimize your blood pressure. We talk about it frequently on this program. Are you exercising?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. So that's, you know, hopefully you're doing that part. So among the supplements that help, you know, just as an aid to my memory, I'm going to go to drhoffman.com and click on the store. And this, when I click on the store, it leads me to FullScript. FullScript is now our online dispensary where we stock, you know, all the supplements that we recommend for various conditions. And then there's a column on the left that lists conditions, gastrointestinal, general wellness, hair support, headache, and then there's hypertension. And when I click on hypertension, I see a variety of supplements that I recommend, among which are chiolic, aged garlic extract. We like the cardiovascular formula. We tell patients to take 2 twice daily. Olive leaf extract is helpful. Because the polyphenols present in olive help to relax the endothelium. On that theory, there's, you know, the nitric oxide theory. Nitric oxide expands blood vessels. That's why it's the Viagra principle. But also, you know, remember that Viagra first got developed as a medication that would improve circulation and lower blood pressure. And unfortunately, one of the side effects of Viagra for some men is that they faint. They pass out because their blood pressure gets too low. So if you enhance your nitric oxide, how do you do that? You take dietary nitrates, among which product is Neo-40. That is helpful. Also, ubiquinol can be helpful, magnesium taurate, fish oil. These are among the things that help blood pressure. Well, I want to thank you for all those great calls, and time is limited, but check out drhoffman.com for more intelligent medicine information. Subscribe to our podcasts and our newsletter, and check us out on Twitter and Facebook. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.